Okay, our friends. Ooh. So today, we're reading a story called It's Okay, Just Ask. The story was written by Monique Leonard Carlos, and its illustrations are by Celine Pereira. And it sounds like it's read today by Mommy and...
Meow.
Meow. You're a... Are you Floof?
Meow.
That's wonderful. Hello, Floof. My little fluffy fur ball. Would you like to hear a story today? Good. Excellent. Well then... Let's look at the pictures and let's talk about what's going on in this book, Kitty Cat. Everybody curl up. Here we go. I look around at the pile of boxes and the almost empty house. Oh, why, it looks like there's a little boy here who might be moving. I'm not sure how I'm feeling, but I do know that I am full of questions. Mother always says, it's okay, just ask. And so I do. Wow, their house has a big garden outside too, doesn't it?
Will we ever come back?
He asks.
My mother takes my hand.
Someday, to visit.
Sometimes the answer is not clear, and that's all right. My mother gives my hand a squeeze, and I feel like everything will be okay. Outside the airplane window, the sky is clear and blue. I look over at my mother. She seems quieter than usual. I wonder how she feels and what she's thinking. I know what she would say.
It's okay, just ask.
And so, I do. Are you okay? I ask. My mother looks in my eyes and says,
not completely.
Sometimes the answer is not what I'm hoping for. And that's all right. Do you need a hug? I ask her, and she takes me into her arms.
Oh, we love mommy hugs, don't we? Sometimes when you're feeling sad or frustrated or scared, a good hug goes a long way to make you feel better.
Our new home has lots to explore. We visit one of the local parks and a statue made of rock towers ahead of us. Curiosity builds inside me. Mother says there's only one thing to do and I don't understand something.
It's okay, just ask.
I point to the structure. What is it?
It's an Inuksuk,
my father says, and he reads the sign out loud to me. Sometimes the answer is just the beginning, and I think that's amazing. My sister and I attend our first day of school. My stomach is in knots, and my hands are sweaty. Not knowing what to expect can be scary. My mother's words are there for me.
It's okay. Just ask.
What if I don't make any friends? My father gives me a hug and says,
just be yourself, and friends will come.
Sometimes the answer needs a little bit of faith. In time, I make new friends, and I begin to wonder about how I look. I notice there are things that make me different. Mother assures me there are no right or wrong questions.
It's okay.
Just ask, she says. Why is my hair black? I ask. My mother strokes my cheek and smiles. That's how you were made. Sometimes the answer makes me want to ask another question. And another. And another.
Why?
Mm-hmm. That is how you were made.
How many people? We meet many people in our neighborhood, and sometimes they do things that are new to us. As we step outside of our home, I am full of questions, and so I turn to my father and ask. And sometimes my father doesn't know the answer either, but I know what to tell him. It's okay, just ask. Like in the picture, we can see what the boy might be curious about because the seasons are changing, right? Mm-hmm. It's becoming fall. And in some parts of the world, like where we live, mm-hmm. when it's fall, we decorate for Halloween. And the people in the picture are decorating for Halloween. Together we can find the answer.
And once his family understands, oh, this is a holiday here that people like to dress up for this holiday, they also get to dress up for this holiday and enjoy it together. There are many, many things that happen in the United States and in Canada. I think this story is supposed to be in Canada. Where there are unique holidays that are just for those countries. And anyone who comes to that country from a different place might not understand it at first, but then they get to know it. And we all have to learn to appreciate, if we move to a new place, the new culture that we're moving into. Yeah. And that, my friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.